Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, so we're in the last hour of the program. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. If you missed anything, we do have the podcast. And so you can listen to any of the programs that we've got from the podcast. They usually get up on Monday, roughly, when Joey gets to it. And they're there for you to download from wherever you get your podcasts, anywhere. I mean, I've seen people subscribing to our podcast from the strangest places. They're on all these podcast services that are out there. But you can subscribe to it via, I think, via Spotify, via Amazon, via all, you know, wherever you get your podcast. So we appreciate that. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 are the numbers. Three lines open for you. We're going to go to Joanne in Windsor Locks first. What's happening, Joanne?
Proton Mail.
Yeah.
I've added it since the first time that you mentioned it, and it is great.
Good.
However, I just found out yesterday, they sort of informed me that my browser is Firefox, and that kind of surprised me.
They informed you that your browser was Firefox?
Yep.
Well, that's okay. They would know what browser they're running.
They would have to know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, should I switch to Chrome?
Well, just by them telling you, or are you saying that they say they didn't like Firefox?
No, they didn't. No, it's just because from your previous programs that I listened to, which is all of them, you seem to like Chrome better than Firefox.
We go back and forth. So right now I like Brave, by the way. Brave is a super fast browser. It's a little lion head, and we can put a link up there for you. They do have some really cheesy crypto wallet garbage you can avoid, but it's a very fast browser. Firefox is fine. It goes back and forth. I mean, the developers seem to do better, and then they do worse, and then they do better, and back and forth. For our customers, generally, Chrome seems to be still the industry leader. And Dennis has a story about Windows Explorer going away finally.
Oh, yeah. So, Windows Internet Explorer is going to be going away later this month.
And even though Microsoft said it was inextricably removable.
I remember that.
The lawsuits.
It couldn't be removed, but what's going to happen later this month? It's going to be removed.
Magic. So now you're fine, Joan. You can use whatever browser you wish as you're happy with it.
To be clear, what happens every time your browser goes to any website, whether it's Proton's or anyone else's, it includes something called the user agent string, which tells that web server what you've got. Because in some cases, they need to know how to present the information to you.
Mm-hmm.
They need to know what browser you've got, how big your screen is. Because if you're looking at a website like on a phone, it's not going to look the same as on a computer.
And then an Android phone versus an Apple phone is even different,
right,
too.
And the web server really needs to know that information in order to give you something that will work.
Right.
So that, and that's been built into web browsers ever since there were web browsers. Yep. So.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing
and
new.
One more question.
Okay.
What do you think of their new .me address?
I think it's neat. They did do a whole rebranding. They're offering a whole lot more, Proton is. A whole lot more services, a whole lot more technology for if you do pay for it than they had in the past. So it's kind of neat. I think being at .me is kind of cool. But yeah, it's up to you. Whatever works for you. You're at Proton, Joanne, or did you set up your own? Okay, you're at Proton. And you can. I think you can keep that, obviously.
Yes, I can keep. I can use both, actually.
Even cooler.
Nice.
That's what they told me.
Even cooler. But if you pay for the service, you also get their VPN.
Which, I know. I do pay.
Nice. So yeah, you got a good secure mail system and VPN system from a respected company. So
yeah, they're really good about surveying the email as it comes in. If it's and they warn you if you should look at it or not.
Oh, good. Yeah. I didn't even know they had that feature.
Yeah. Yes. It's pretty nice.
That's good. So you're in good shape, Joanne. You're welcome. So definitely she's using the right mail product and security product, I think. Let's go to Jan in Bristol next. What's happening, Jan?
Hey, you guys asked if I would call with a follow-up to my question last week, which was on my Outlook account trying to email out. It was kicking back saying it couldn't be delivered.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out what happened.
Oh, do
so
tell.
Apparently, somebody's contacts that had my Outlook address in it got hacked and sent spam to people supposedly from that address, and it got put on Google's blacklist.
Yep.
Oh.
That's quite we didn't even think of that, but we knew it was their mail system that was blocking you.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we would never
have thought. I wasn't able to send to, I have a Mac.com address also. Same thing happened with that. It just gets kicked back from no matter who I send an email to from that account. And it's a shame because I had created that account for an organization that I belong to so that I wouldn't have to involve my own personal email in the organization that I'm with.
Right.
And so now it's just toast. So and I have no clue, don't have the expertise or the ability to, you know, get off of Google's blacklist. I tried Googling it to find out how to do that.
You can petition. You can petition and try to get yourself up. So your mailbox got hacked, and that's
the
issue.
Somebody who had the address. I mean,
somebody was spoofing her address.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Theoretically.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I don't fully believe that because a spoof is different than your mailbox being attacked. And if it was the case, they could do that to anybody, right? They could spoof anybody's mailbox, and then they be put on a blacklist, which is not fair. It's the mailbox isn't hacked, right? It's
yeah.
So
and
I don't know if what you're saying is fully true. I feel that maybe your mailbox was hacked.
It could be, but I'm not.
You're going to abandon them anyways. You're not going to use them anymore.
Well, and I've heard that Outlook is, you know, a terrible, you know, it's just not, it's not very good, and that probably shouldn't use it, and it's left over. I don't know.
That's just the mail client.
Not good.
Outlook is not your
Outlook
issue.
Is your client.
Yeah. Your mailbox, or was that Outlook.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what you're saying. So the mail client of Outlook is a good tool. Outlook.com is a cloud-based.
Outlook.com is what I meant. Yeah,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Outlook is a good product.
Yeah.
You know, if you like Microsoft.
Right.
But the Outlook.com email address that was created so that we could use, you know, our QuickBooks account was created so that we could, you know, communicate with other people on the board of directors and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I can't send anything from that
Right.
So, email. And what was coming back, I was looking, and the way I found it is I was looking at the codes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 500 code, and apparently if it's a 500 code or a, there was another one, it was a 425 or a 450 or something.
Yeah, 440.
It's basically says that it's been blacklisted. So.
Okay, well, that's interesting. But again, to spoof, the mail systems are supposed to actually blacklist the actual post offices, right? Not the return address, right, that you put up. If you think about a letter, right, and the return address is that thing you write there in the upper left-hand corner, right? Mm-hmm. If I happen to send a bunch of junk mail to you and I put the return address as, you know, Joe Biden White House, right? I can mm-hmm. do that all day long. Are they going to block all the mail from the White House? No, because yeah. they know it didn't come from the White House. I just put my name. I put the name there.
Right, right.
When they block your mailbox, your account like that, it's not because somebody spoofed it, because they know where it came from. They know the mail system. They know that the spoof is like I just wrote the White House on there. So I strongly feel your mailbox might have been impacted.
Yeah.
So if you're not going to use this anymore, that's fine. Your next mailbox that you set up, make sure you set up two-factor authentication so that when you log into it from a browser or what have you, you have to do a second factor, like a text to your phone or an email to a different email box. You put
or an authentication app on the phone
where you put in a bunch of numbers because I think that's what happened.
Okay.
But nice job on your detective work.
To get this off of the blacklist, and if so,
yes, you can petition. Do we have any advice there, Dennis, to get it off the blacklist?
How do I petition? I don't even know.
Well, first you got to secure it.
Right, but who is it that's blacklisting her? Is it Google?
Google.
Okay,
we'll find a link for you, Jan.
We'll find a link to a web form that you can basically beg them to let you send mail through their system.
But before you beg them, they're not, you know, fool me once, fool me twice, right? They're going to be like, okay,
authentication. Okay.
Yeah, you got to set up two-factor authentication. Wow. Now, if you happen to find that is already configured, it means the bad guy already did that. For their control, not yours.
Yeah.
And then you're dealing with the folks at Microsoft to re-arrest control back to you, to your control.
So interesting.
Get it secure. Okay. What password did you use on it?
Ain't going. I know you guys. You do that every time somebody calls. Oh, what's your password? Yeah, it's password 123, all lowercase.
Gotcha.
Right?
Well, in this case, somebody asked somebody, right? Mm. That the hack your account. Somebody either reused a password that you've used before, or they literally did that. They asked you for it in some tricky way. So keep that in mind. That's why I keep doing that to people. We'll put a link up there for you to how to petition. Make sure you turn on two-factor authentication, change the password of that account, and then they should take you off that list. It could take some time.
Yeah, because it would be nice not to have to, you know, redo everything. But
right. Well, imagine
we'll talk to the it's only two people that use this email address at all.
Well, that's where the second factor is going to be a pain in the butt.
Yeah, because it's got the code is going to have to go to somebody's email, cell phone, you know, for a code number. It's going to be a real pain in the neck.
Yeah, so that's okay. You need security, so maybe consider a second mailbox for them, and that way you're not sharing.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Jen. Thank you for the update.
I'll go look for the link then.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate everything you do.
Our pleasure.
All right. Take care.
All right. Yeah. Bye bye. She did a good job kind of trying to get down to it. I mean,
yeah, she got it real well. She got the problem.
Right.
She didn't have the solution.
No. All right. We're going to step out for a quick break. So Michael in Bristol, hang on. We'll get to your call. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842. We'll be right back. We are back. You never know the amount of spots. Last week it was like jam packed. This week, I blame the WTIC sales guys. We're gonna be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. We're going to go to Michael in Bristol next. What's happening, Michael?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm calling because I'm getting a little bit frustrated with Outlook and Microsoft.
Welcome to the club.
I'm sorry, sir?
Welcome to the club, we both said.
Yeah. I've been actually, my email is Gmail, but I've been using Outlook for ages on my desktop. And the other day I come to turn on my email and find out that my IMAP is refusing to sign me on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come to find out that now I need a yearly subscription to Outlook.
Wait.
And what?
No, that's not it.
Two different things here.
Yeah, that's not it. What Outlook do you have, Michael? What version?
10.
Okay, Outlook, you got Outlook 2010.
2010, okay. 2010.
Yeah. And so what's happening here, this is, believe it or not, this issue, the cause of your problem is Google's, okay?
Yes.
And then somebody at the Microsoft side is trying to sell you something, right? So there's two separate things here. Google has improved their security, and they want you to put in some additional ports in your email config to have your IMAP flow the way they want it to flow and through secure ports. So you just have to go and modify that in the Outlook account, you know, your Gmail account within Outlook. You go ahead and follow Google's instructions and change those ports and click off whatever SSL checkboxes you got to check off, and your mail will flow. All right, and you can continue to use 2010 Outlook.
And I did that, and I was given a warning that I'm going to have to go and do a subscription.
Wait a minute. So you got a Microsoft? You got a Microsoft commercial?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's awful. If that's the case, I believe you. I mean, but it could be occurring.
Yeah. Because I went down to Microsoft, and now it's going to be like $99 a year for one computer. If you want up to 6 computers, it's going to be another price.
I know. Is this a business, Michael, or personal?
It's personal.
Okay. So you bought the Office 2010 12 years ago.
Yeah.
So you got your money's worth, right? Microsoft still does sell Office where you can purchase it once. It's an Office. Okay. You're going to go get an Office Home and Business or an Office Student and Home edition. Most likely the Student and Home is the one you're going to go for. A couple hundred bucks. Okay. You'll pay for it once. Microsoft would prefer you to give them money every year for the ability to send an email. But you can just buy it. So you can just buy it. I think it's Student and Home or Home and Business, but I would think Student and Home is a cheaper one for you. It's Office 2021. And you probably can pick it up at Staples. Staples are going to probably try to sell you a subscription too. But tell them you just want to buy the single purchase software. I'm really disappointed that you're getting a nag from Microsoft. I would tell you this too. You can just tell them to pound sand, right? So you can continue to use Outlook 2010 and enjoy the nagging they're going to try to do to you on the Office suite. But understand, you can go buy it.
Okay.
Once for a couple hundred bucks.
Okay.
And that's a no-brainer. So we've saved you hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So you can send your thank you card and a little gift card to Dunkin' Donuts to this station, and I'm just kidding.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it, guys, and keep up with the good information. You're lifesavers.
Our pleasure. Well, Michael, one quick question. I'm assuming you're running Windows 10, right? If you tell me you're running, okay, because if you're running Windows 7, it all goes out the window.
Right, and it won't allow me to upgrade to 11 because it says my computer, which I bought 2 years ago, they're saying that it doesn't have the correct
hardware.
Software, hardware.
Hardware, you're not compatible, Michael, unfortunately. You have,
right.
You did not conform, so you must be cast out.
I know, but, you know. I'm going to have to go and visit my people at either Staples or Best Buy. And
right. Well, I would tell you to stay Windows. I would say stay Windows 10 until 2025. Make
really?
That. Yeah, you don't need to. There's support till 2025. You have no need to go to Windows 11. It's just another number.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I appreciate that. Keep that in mind. Thank you.
Very good. Good luck, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep, bye-bye. So we got to make sure we reiterate this to folks. You do not have to pay a subscription to Microsoft for your Office suite.
Right.
You don't have to. You can if you want to, all right? Whatever. You can if you want to, but you don't have to. Microsoft still sells plenty of straight Office suites. And because of their latest junk garbage with this new commerce experience crap that's causing so much trouble for us and for our customers, when they have to pay for everything yearly, whether you like it or not. And if you don't pay for it yearly, it's 20% even more expensive to rent it from the folks at Microsoft. And they actually took a pretty big hit quarterly because of the issues with that approach. So you still can buy the Office suite, pay for it once, run it for a decade, do your email, you win. We're going to be here for another 30 minutes, though. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we have four lines open for you. So get online, 860-522-9842. Otherwise, Dennis and I are talking about our kids and our cats. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's one of the employee owners of Tab, Dennis Halnon. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, questions, and concerns. And two lines open for you till the top of the hour, 860-522-9842. And let's get to your calls. You're nice enough to join us. We're going to go to Dave in Cromwell first. What's cooking, Dave?
Hi, guys. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I've got a few items for you. The first one I'd like to start off with is, are there any free programs that I can download that'll search for duplicate files? I've done a lot of backups over the years, and I'm sure that I've got photographs, Excel files, Word files saved over and over again. I'd kind of like to sort through them and delete the duplicates.
Yes, deduplication technology in backups is a big thing.
Oh, it has been for a long time too. But yes, there are some free utilities that will do that.
Okay, yeah. Is there one you'd like to suggest?
Yeah, it's by AusLogics, AusLogics.
And we'll put a link for you.
We'll post a link. Yeah, don't go looking for it. We'll post a link on our website and Facebook and Twitter.
And believe it or not, Dave, back in the early 90s, TJ, who used to own Tab Computer System, was a programmer. And he wrote a program called NetClean for Novell servers for this exact problem, because storage back then, and still is, but the storage back then was ridiculously expensive. It's not as expensive now. And you had to find all those duplicate files on a server, and the NetClean, the Novell NetWare operating system, did a really poor job, and so he wrote a utility to do exactly this called NetClean. So it's an old problem.
So if I go to tabcomputers.com, I'll find the link?
Well, no. If you go to computertalkwithtab.com.
Computertalk.
The name of the show.com, which also works. So yeah, computertalkwithtab.com. If you go to tabinc.com, you can click on Computer Talk and get there as well.
computertalkwithtab.com. Great, I could do that.
All right.
Couple of things. We did just recently buy new computers because ours were extremely slow and old. And the store I purchased them from has a 90-day refund policy, which I'm totally amazed with. And I'd like to just run by what we bought and see whether you guys frown upon it or think it's adequate for
okay.
our needs.
All right, go ahead.
So we bought an HP all-in-one device. Mm-hmm. It's got 8K of RAM, which I'm told some people say it's the minimum. Some people say it's shy.
Well, 8K would be the wrong word. 8 gigabytes.
Thank you.
Kilobytes and gigabytes. That's okay. Yeah, 8K is too little. You need 16 gigs. So before you run it back there, see if they can add another 8 gigs to it. But go ahead.
So what we use it for primarily is surfing the internet and mm-hmm. reading emails. That's 99%. Mm-hmm. of the time. Occasionally, I'll do a spreadsheet or a PowerPoint or a Word document.
All right.
Do you frown upon the 8 gigs?
We frown upon it, yes, because our minimum spec is 16 gigs, but it doesn't mean you can't be happy with what you have. What about the processor? What type of processor do you have?
Ooh, I do not know that.
Well, that's the most important thing.
Are you talking brand or are you talking Hertz or both?
Well, make, which most likely would be Intel. And then gigahertz, and we're also looking at generation. You know, is it?
Does the processor affect surfing the internet?
Mm-hmm.
It affects each and everything that computer ever does.
It's a processor. It processes the things you're asking it to do. Think of it as the engine of your car.
Okay, I'm pulling up. Is there a way I can tell easily by going into the computer's? It's up right now, or is there something you want me to read on the box? Or
The box would probably be the easiest way, but I think I'm not sure they're going to tell you the generation of the processor if you go to the system config. Is it going to tell?
It'll give an exact model.
Then we have to look it up.
Yeah, then we can look it up.
The box says it's an AMD Ryzen 3.
Okay.
R-Y-Z-E-N.
Yep. That's a good CPU. All right, and then does it have a solid-state hard drive or a spinny drive?
Solid state.
Nice. So you're probably not upset with the performance, right? Are you asking because
I just started it?
Okay. Oh, you just started it? Okay. You have 90 whole days, which is an awfully long time. Play with it a little bit. If you're happy with the performance with 8 gigs, you're fine, right?
Okay.
You know, who am I to say it's not fast enough?
My wife just said it's an i5 is what she believes. Or we got it. Never mind. We're right on the box. It's fine.
If it's an AMD processor, it's not an i5.
Yeah, that's an Intel.
Okay. Good.
That's okay.
Good.
AMD is a fine solution.
Yeah, I mean, they make good processors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we bought two laptops. One of them is 8K, I'm sorry, 8 gigs.
There you go.
256 solid state drive. The other one is a 4 gig with the same 256 solid state drive. And believe it or not, we've been using that 4 gig machine quite a bit.
Okay, that's probably a pretty cheap one there. 4 gig's pretty low. What's the processor on the 4 gig one?
I would have to look that up.
Yeah.
Wait, I might have that box right here.
You went out shopping like yesterday?
No, I went shopping last Sunday. The stores were completely empty. It was a great experience
because
we got a lot of attention. We stopped at 3 stores up on the pike.
Yeah.
Don't know if you want me to plug them or not plug them.
No, it doesn't matter. But the point is you were out there and you got some good equipment. Well, you got equipment. We're not sure if it's good or not. 4 gigs is not a lot, though.
That's... No.
Even if we just surf the internet?
Yes.
It's especially if you surf the internet. People often say, I'm just going to surf the internet. There is no more such thing as I am just surfing the internet.
Right.
Your browser is going to become the engine of a lot of what you do, and it is going to do a lot of different things.
And consume a lot of resources.
And it just eats up computation.
Okay. If I was willing to spend another $400 or $500 and get a machine with 16
gigs of RAM, an i5 with an 11th gen processor or newer, those are really the differentiators between the lower end stuff that's really affordable, like the $300 laptops that you might be looking at here.
That's what it was.
Yeah. So a $300 laptop won't be very much good for even a kid to do his homework or her homework.
Okay.
It's just too little. And so that one probably would be something I would tell you to go back. You're going to be disappointed with in the short term. But what's the other one? What was it? What, you said the 8 gig one? Yeah, and an 8 gig laptop, a 256. What's the processor in that one?
I'm stumbling on trying to find it.
Oh, it's okay. Well, yeah, 90 days. We're here every Saturday. So.
All right, I will call back with that information.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And lastly, the all-in-one that I bought, I'm trying to do a 30-page scan. So I'm using the scan device that came, or a scan program that came with the computer. And it's extremely slow, like an hour to run that 30-page scan through the document feeder. Are there other programs that are better, or am I experiencing, again, speed problems with this brand-new computer because of the 8 gigs? 8 gigs, I'd say, right.
What? Well, okay. I would say the scanner probably came with some software included in it. Did you install that software on the computer yet?
No, I just went to the Windows icon, typed in scan, and it came up with Windows Fax and Scan.
Right.
Okay.
And then clicked New Scan and filled out the rest of the questions regarding the printer and the size of the paper.
This printer, how old is it?
Oh, good question. The printer is probably, probably 8 or 9 years old. It's a Laser Pro MFP M127FW.
Nice.
That means it's an HP.
Yeah, it's a 9 or 10 year old scanner. So the performance of the scanner is usually not dependent on the machine. I'm going to say its ability to scan and process the scan is on it. Although the software does play a role, there would be a better scanner product called Paperport, which is more commonly used as a scanning software. What did you use on your old computer? You didn't just type in Windows Scanner, did you?
No, it actually was something Geek Squad downloaded on it.
Yeah, probably.
And it was much, much better. It also allowed you to pick the file that you wanted to store the scan in.
Right.
And it would also do double-sided scans by, taking the paper out, turning it 180 degrees, putting it back in. It did a beautiful job.
I bet you, Dave, if you go and go to HP's site for that device,
for that model.
They probably have free software you can download the same way the Geek Squad did when they put it on your machine in the first place. And go look at, is your old machine dead, or can you go figure out what it was?
It's taken off the desk right now, but I could power it back up and find out what it was.
Yeah, that'll help you with your search. That way you can find the same software. So that's probably a combination of the software and the hardware together is giving you that poor performance. And putting the software on the new machine, I bet you'll be happy.
Yeah, what I would do is go to HP's support site, search for your model, and it should give you an opportunity to get a page of drivers for it. Mm-hmm. What you're going to look for is whatever is listed as the full software solution, because it's going to be a whole bunch of different drivers you can pick.
Right.
What you want are the words full software solution. That'll have everything in it, the printer drivers, the scanning tools, all the stuff.
Yep.
And install that.
Okay, I could do that.
Awesome. All right, Dave.
All right, Eric, Dennis, thank you very, very much for the advice. Fully appreciated. You guys have a great day.
Our pleasure. Good luck, Dave.
Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye. All right, Dave's got something to do on this lovely Saturday morning. We're going to step out for a quick break before Carolyn gets mad. And Lynn, hang on. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk. We're here till 11 o'clock, and then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. But let's see what we can do for you. Let's go over to Lynn in Manchester next. What's cooking, Lynn?
Hi. I've got a problem connecting to the internet and also to my email. And I've run it through the new HP diagnostics, hardware diagnostics, and it's telling me that everything with the machine is fine, but Frontier is telling me I've got a problem with the computer.
Hmm.
And I'm not quite buying it. I changed the cable from the modem to the machine, and that I did. Plus, I had an old, but unused Logitech keyboard and mouse, and they were, then, you know, they're telling me all this stuff that, that the machine is this bad.
Hmm.
And I am thinking they're not too honest on that.
Hmm.
And their tech support has gotten to be a real mess.
Okay. So you have Frontier Internet, probably, yep, DSL speed, right?
Pardon?
Is it DSL?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have cell phones in there as well?
No, I don't have cell phones on that, on this. I've got my cell phone through AT&T.
Okay, so is there no Wi-Fi in your home? Like if I came over to your house and we were outside in the backyard and I wanted to connect to your Wi-Fi, could I do that?
Quite probably, yeah.
Okay, that's good. So on your cell phone, have you tested the connection to see what you're getting for DSL speeds if you connect to your Wi-Fi?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so you're going to do that. You're going to go ahead and connect to your DSL service.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to do a speed test. All right, you can run the speed test through the Wi-Fi on your cell phone and see what you're getting for performance. I bet you it's junk. I bet you it's like 3 megabits.
Uh-huh.
Or less. And now your computer, you're hardwired to the modem, right?
Yes.
Have you done a speed test with that? Can you get any connectivity to the internet at all with your computer?
It comes and goes. Like, for instance, while I was on hold, when I first dialed in, I couldn't get onto my Yahoo Mail, but then while I was sitting there, I clicked on it and it came up, and it just comes and goes. It's like it's driving me nuts.
Yeah,
yeah, we hear you.
Yep,
big time.
Do a speed test on your computer too.
Oh, okay.
But and you just go to speedtest.net.
Yeah, speedtest.net. At this point, that's the gold standard.
Yeah, and run a speed test, see what you're getting. I bet you it's going to be 3 megabits or less.
Uh-huh.
And if you start seeing K, it's Frontier's problem, especially if you get the same speed test result on your phone. Right? Now you've ruled out your computer. You can say, hey, wait a minute. I get the same speed test when I'm on the Wi-Fi of my phone as I am with my computer, hardwired. And then they're going to have to get out there and probably give you a new modem or test the line. Something to that effect.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that modem has seen better days.
Yeah.
Because even with slow DSL, he shouldn't be getting the intermittent connectivity that he's getting.
Right. Have they offered to give you a new phone? A new modem?
No, they have not. What it is, it's the modem is an NVG-448B Bravo.
But it came from them, right?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. So again, you got to troubleshoot it with them, and they don't seem to be willing to troubleshoot it with you.
Yeah, they don't seem to be able to do the things that they used to do.
Less is more these days, sir. Less is more. Yeah, I understand. It's a nightmare when it comes to the internet, and there's all sorts of reasons. But DSL service is pretty poor to begin with, and then if it goes bad, it's just like may as well not be on the internet.
Yeah.
So do a speed test on your phone with your Wi-Fi connected, see what you're getting, and then do a speed test on your computer, and then call them back. And if they're both the same number, which I suspect they will be, you can say, look, same thing's happening. I think it's my modem. Can you send a person out there? And they should. You've been renting the modem forever.
Yeah, I know that if you were having a big problem, and I've had it in the past where they have sent somebody out, you know, tech out, and worked on it. and they've generally wound up switching pairs of wires between here and the connection box about a quarter mile away.
Right.
But now they don't seem to be too eager to do that.
Right. That's the copper over DSL,
yep.
Digital subscriber line. That's what's going on, is you're running over the old copper,
yes,
to get your connection.
Yeah.
What about alternatives in Manchester? Is GoNetSpeed there yet?
No.
Are there other alternatives? No.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Cable
that's
company?
But the only alternative would be Cox Cable, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is their terminal is about 100 yards from where I am.
Hmm. You'll be happy with that connection for a while until they crank up your pricing. But I'm sure there's a cheap introductory offer you could start with.
Oh, yeah.
But eventually it'd be a car payment.
Yeah,
so,
probably.
Yeah, so I think you need to get some folks out there, just do some speed tests there and see if you can get the understanding of what you have going there.
Okay, will do.
All right, good luck.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, internet issues are no fun. I wanted to bring up this a little bit more about that Amazon suit because you can't make it up. But, of course, it's California. Take California, right, as the propeller head said. Amazon worker is seeking to recoup his expenses incurred while working from home during the pandemic. It moves a step closer to trial when the ding-a-ling California judge rejected the e-commerce giant's request to dismiss the lawsuit. Basically, the proposed class action lawsuit that the company violated state laws. They violated state laws by failing to come up with a policy to compensate employees for remote work that was related, remote work related expenses that were forced on the company by state laws.
Whoa.
Crazy. You can't make it up, but this is a Bloomberg article we'll put up there. This is nuts. Gavin Newsom sends him home, makes you go home.
Right.
And they want to get compensated. But if you drove in and had to spend $1,000 in gasoline every week because it's California,
it would be coming out of your pocket, right?
People are nuts. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything live while we were talking about it. Thank Carolyn for producing, but especially you guys joining us on this Saturday morning, giving us something to do, helping us out. Everything we talked about is there for you. If you missed anything, you don't need to Google it. Just go to computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com. Which also works. And if you like us on Facebook over at Tab Computer Systems, all this stuff can get into your newsfeed.
Remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next Saturday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.